The UW-Superior campus had water damage in 14 of its 16 buildings. The Jim Danhill Library's basement is down to 3 feet of water. That's an improvement over 10 feet, which caused a lake of floating books. Workers from Commercial Catastrophic Disaster Recovery Company, BMS CAT, have been using large pumps and fans to dry up the buildings. UWS spokeswoman Lynn Williams says BMS CAT provides relief.
While that was happening, we were putting out our plans, our priority plans, figuring out what we had to do, moving people, moving classes, any events, and so forth.
Buildings like historic Old Main are closed because there is standing water in some spots. A pool of water sits in front of a basement door that has a sign reading, "Danger, High Voltage." Williams says safety is important in times like this.
Any students living on campus this summer are safe and secure. They can stay in their locations. That was one of the first things we did, was prioritize putting the residence hall, the safety of the students, first.
BMS CAT workers are moving around campus wearing their blaze orange or bright yellow jackets. They are sweeping the debris from the parking lots, mopping the floors in Erlinson Hall, and in the Yellow Jacket Union, they are cutting out drywall from the basement. Water in the library was being pumped out with an 8-inch diameter hose. BMS CAT says saving the books is possible by freeze-drying them. Blake Mellon, Wisconsin Public Radio, Superior.